Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus wants us to shine for him. So we're going to sing the song called This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to Let It Shine. And we're also going to sing the words, Shine It Round the Neighborhood, I'm going to Let It Shine. We can shine for Jesus by doing what's right, standing up for him, being kind, sharing, telling the truth. Let's shine for Jesus as we sing.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm going to let it shine. All around the neighborhood, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Do you know why I love Jesus? Because he first loved me. Let's sing together. Oh, friend, do you love Jesus?
Oh, friend, do you love Jesus?
Oh, yes, I love Jesus.
Are you sure you love Jesus?
I'm sure I love Jesus.
And why do you love Jesus?
Here's why I love Jesus.
Because he first loved me.
Oh, yes, I love Jesus.
Are you sure you love Jesus?
I'm sure I love Jesus.
But why do you love Jesus?
Here's why I love Jesus.
Because he first loved me.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I come on in your house when you flip a switch. You turn it off when it's time to sleep. I make things bright when on. What am I?
Light.
A light or a light switch. Question 2. I am made of wax and have a string that can be lit on fire. People blow me out on birthday cakes or put me around the house to give pretty light and nice smells. What am I?
A candle.
A candle. Question 3. You can carry me in your hand when looking for something in the dark. You push a button to turn me on or off for light. You flash me where you want to see something. What am I?
Flashlight.
A flashlight. These 3 things all give light. Even the smallest light helps you see better when it's really dark. Our story today is about how God used 3 boys to be a light for Jesus and in the fire. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us to be really good listeners to our story and to learn about your love for us and how to be strong for you through Daniel's friends. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you remember Daniel's 3 good friends? They live far from home. They loved Jesus, but a lot of the people around them didn't love Jesus. The king in that country built a huge golden idol, and the king wanted everyone to bow down to the idol. Then they'll know how great I am, the king thought. He told the people to come. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came with all the people. They saw the big golden idol. Bow down when the music plays, the king's servant shouted. Should we ever bow down and worship an image or an idol? No, of course not. When we're Christians, we follow and worship God, don't we? If you disobey, you will be thrown into a hot, burning fire. No one wants to get thrown into a fire. The music played loudly. All the people bowed down to the idol, except Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They knew they would never kneel down and worship the image. Who was the only one they worshipped? They only worshipped Jesus. When the band started playing, what did they do? Did they pretend to bow down and fix their sandals? No, not at all. They stood right where everyone could see them, tall and straight, standing for God, while everybody else was kneeling down, worshiping the idol. Somebody quickly ran to tell the king, "King, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't kneel down to your image." The king was so angry. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were three of his very best helpers. He didn't want to burn them up. "I'll give you another chance," the king said. Did they need another chance to do what was wrong? "No, we don't need another chance," the brave boys told the king. "Our God can save us if he chooses to do so. And even if he doesn't save us, we are not going to worship that image." Now the king was really angry. "Throw them into the fire," he shouted. The king's servants obeyed. They threw them into the fire. But then, a miracle happened. The king had had three men thrown into the fire, but guess how many he saw walking in there? Four men walking around the fiery furnace. The hot, hot fire wasn't even hurting them a little tiny bit. Their ropes burned off and they were walking. The king looked and said, "I see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but the fourth one looks like Jesus." Now the king was afraid and he called them, "Come out, come out." They weren't hurt at all, and Jesus had been with them. Jesus had helped them to be safe and brave, and Jesus is with you too. He hears your prayers. Kids listening, I want you to be brave, and no matter what other people say, let's choose to obey our God, our Jesus, who loves us. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Daniel 3:17. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. Point up to heaven for our God. You can bow down, whom we serve, like you're bowing down to serve God, is able to deliver us. I imagine your hands tied together so you could put your two hands together like you're tied up. And then when you say deliver us, pull them apart like your hands are free. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us. Daniel 3:17. Let's try it together. Our God.
Our God.
Whom we serve.
Whom we serve.
Is able.
Is able.
To deliver us.
To deliver us.
Daniel 3:17.
17.
Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
We love you. Please help us.
Please help us.
Always be true.
Always be true.
And brave.
Brave.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today comes from The Home Place. Them that honor me. Daniel's three friends honored God, and he honored them and saved their life. Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.